rejoicing in our Lord. When things are good and when things are comfortable, that's easy. We could do that all day long. If no one ever pulled out in front of us, we would rejoice forever. If no one ever lied to us, we could rejoice forever in our Lord. And if things just went the way we planned it, we could always rejoice in that fact too. But all the readings are calling us to rejoice, not just when things are good, but when things are tough. When things don't go the way that we want them to go, when people lie to us, or when people can even cut us off. Our Lord wants us to rejoice always and be glad in Him. But what does this rejoicing look like? What do we need to remember? We need to put our total faith and our total hope and our total belief in our Lord. And the example comes from today's gospel. With the 72 others going out to prepare the way for our Lord. We've all heard this story with the apostles, carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. But what is different about this particular meeting than what we have heard before? Our Lord is now challenging his 72 to go out into Gentile territory. To go out and prepare the hearts that have never heard of Jesus before, or do not know God fully. That's who they're going out to. And not only that, most of these disciples, more likely, were good Jews. Followed everything to the best of their ability. Now Jesus is challenging them, is he not, to eat the food of Gentiles, where the food wasn't properly prepared, where they're probably going to eat food that they have never ate before, maybe some type of shellfish. We just celebrated 4th of July. Maybe somebody likes hamburgers with cheese on it, which is a very big no-no for the dietary laws of the Jewish people. Our Lord is challenging them, as he challenges us each and every week, to step out of our comfort zones and to rejoice when things are going bad or when we do not want to do something that our Lord is calling us to do. He is asking us to rejoice. And I know you know this, but I can say it again. For me, that rejoicing started when I went into seminary, digging down deep in myself and finding joy throughout the time of seminary and even at times in my priesthood where I felt alone or there was nothing left for me to give, where I even felt like leaving, not the priesthood, but leaving a particular assignment. What did I have to do? I had to trust in Jesus. That's why I started with the gospel. Trusting in our Lord and putting my hope and my belief in Him. That where He needed me to be is where I had to be. And what did our Lord ask me to do was to get up on the cross with Him. it's not always easy to follow God. We sometimes have to accept things and to allow things to happen and to truly trust in our Lord. As a child has to trust in his parents, his mother and father, that whatever they're doing to protect them, to guide them, that that is the right thing that they need to do at that time. And that is what our Lord asks of us, to trust him as we trusted our parents growing up, that what they were showing us, what they were correcting us about, was for our better good, for us to fall closer in love with our Lord, for us to follow closely to Christ Jesus and allow ourselves to be rooted in his very body, blood, soul, and divinity. And that's what St. Paul to the Galatians is getting about, is that he is challenging them to rejoice in the cross, to rejoice in Christ's crucifixion, and to allow that rejoicing to become part of our hearts in the good times. But in those times where we suffer too, where we feel we have nothing left to give, and we have to dig deep into our very needs and strive to put God in our hearts in those moments of our lives. When we allow Christ to be part of that, it's not no longer we're digging, but we're digging with our Lord and allowing ourselves to fall closer in love with him. When we fall in love with our Lord, it's not about what we can get out of this world, but it's about doing our will for our Lord and allowing our will to be united to his. So as we go about this week, our challenge should be taking up our crosses and allowing in some little way to transform our hearts as we leave this church today and have that conversion to once again put Christ back in his rightful place in the center of our hearts as each and every one of us is called a disciple through our very gift of baptism.